Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Bravo Happy Hour. I'm your host, Megan O'Donnell. Grab yourself a drink and join me every Tuesday and Friday to talk all about Bravo TV. On Tuesdays, I report on all the latest news stories happening in the off-screen lives of our favorite Bravo celebrities. And Friday bonus episodes range from One Season Wonder recaps, Bravo celebrity product reviews, book club discussions, very random deep dives, and so much more. Sit back, grab your drink, and enjoy the show. Welcome to Bravo Happy Hour. I'm your host, Megan O'Donnell, and today's episode is blessed with the presence of Liz O'Malley from the hilarious Vanderpump Jewels Instagram account. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, it's so good to be back. I'm so excited to talk to you.
It's always so weird when like we do like a full 30 minutes of chit chat prior to the show, and then I'm like, hey Liz, so great chatting with you.
I haven't seen you in ages.
I mean, in the real world, you were on the 100th episode. And that was in studio. And I think that was probably the last time I've seen you in the flesh.
And that was like pretty soon before the pandemic, right? I think that was like within 2020.
Yeah, it was definitely in 2020. Oh my God. I miss like going to the studio and having an atmosphere where I record, where now I'm like, yeah, in my parents' bedroom looking at my mom's folded laundry and like a weird figurine of a woman in a hat. Like things have changed.
I know. As I told you, I'm on my bed surrounded by pillows.
Yeah.
And that's how I've been since March. So
it's kind of depressing, but I think eventually I'm going to start going back to the studio, but I don't know. I don't want my guests feeling uncomfortable. I'm like, hey, so like, not only are you going to have to take time out of your schedule, but I'm going to need you to talk directly into a microphone that five or six other people have talked in today.
True. I didn't even think about that part of it. My whole thing is like, and I have taken the train, and I like do take the train if I have to, but never have I truly felt safe on the train during the pandemic. Like, I'm always just kind of like, that guy's nose is out, you know, like, that guy's nose is out.
Well, I heard a statistic today on the news that was saying that the subway has had like a 70% decrease in ridership and a 25% increase in riffraff.
Oh, yeah, there's some scary
there's
shit
a stabber now.
Yep.
You guys don't take the A train, but the fucked up thing about this stabber, and people already are like, New York City is so scary. And now we're like starting the show talking about like a casual stabbing on a train that I've often take. But he was only stabbing homeless people.
I know, dark and sad and bad and awful. It's beyond that. Like, they're, and not to just get like dive in and get super New York City like depressing about all this, but like there have been some like attacks on women in Bushwick at train stops and stuff. So it's like really just gotta keep your eyes out, guys.
Yeah, I think everybody is just like struggling so badly, and especially people who have had lost all of their money, any source of income, mm-hmm. lost any health insurance, ability to seek out help. They're just like, all right, I guess I'm going to just get crazy. I've got nothing to lose. Literally, I have nothing to lose. Right. Well, are we starting a show on a good high note? I just wanted to touch on one thing that is not Bravo related, but it was the Northwest painting. Did you see this image that she...
I did. I took it all in.
She's incredible.
She's a talent. I did see Kim's response, which was like, she's been taking a class and working on it for weeks. And I was like, okay, that makes more sense that like she's been guided through this. And it's probably like a step-by-step like layering thing.
Yeah.
They teach her like little strokes and this and that. And like over time it became that. But like originally I was like, sure, Kim.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand where she was like, it's my daughter's daughter. Oh, God. I've been on Long Island for 2 days. And I've officially turned into a Long Island girl. But, you know, of course, it's her kid. She wants to hang up her painting. But yeah, when it's looking like a Bob Ross knockoff, you've got a question. And her little best friend also did like the exact same art class. And her friend was equally as good.
I'm sure it's more of like a guiding of the hand type situation, yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, they also are like the richest kids in America, so they potentially have a ancestor of Matisse, like Michelangelo's great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandson.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, they're full, they probably do it for like 5 hours a day. It's probably like training for the Olympics. That's going to be their thing.
They're like, yeah, North doesn't really go to regular school. She goes to art school. She's like 8 or 9. She can't read. But she can draw a gorgeous fresco. I did really like that, and I like how that's newsworthy, and I like how Kim then started like going to different news sources and screenshotting the articles and being like, pathetic, absolutely disgusting, putting down a child.
It's like, Kim, what do you expect when you post like a very like done and like professional looking painting and be like, my child did this? You're a huge celebrity, you have millions of followers, people are gonna
have you actually seen any of Lucy Liu's work?
Oh yeah,
I saw that on some Instagram.
Lesbian erotica art, right? And she's like incredible at it.
Stunning. Yeah. I was seeing some of the paintings. It's like these light, yeah, like 15-foot high paintings of lesbian erotica. That's spot on.
It's so random, but she's great at it, and I think it's like her biggest thing now. Like, I don't even know if she does it as like acting as much as she's just like a erotica painter now, which like, go Lucy Liu.
I mean, people get into painting. George W. Bush, he was like, you know what, I'm just gonna draw pictures of dogs, I'm not gonna do anything political. He's like, I fucked a couple things up.
Yeah, he's like, let's forget about that. Here's a dog.
Yeah, I love dogs just as much as all of you guys. Well, before we jumped on, we were talking a little bit about Teresa Giudice and her new boyfriend. Obviously, the new season's coming out this Wednesday, which I guess is tomorrow if you're listening to this on Tuesday. And yeah, you made a good observation that they are kind of turning into each other like a dog does with its owner.
Yeah, I find them to have very similar faces. And I wonder if there's some sort of psychology behind that. And because they seem really happy and well-suited for each other, but they also seem like ridiculously similar. It's an interesting switch from Joe Giudice.
Juicy George.
Who also seems to have a lady friend, but he posted like a wild edit of... I follow both of them. I don't even know why.
I mean, it's worth it.
True.
She's definitely very in love with this guy. I kind of think she's going to get married to him. I get the feeling that she's going to demand him to put a ring on it, but she's moving, so I wonder if like they're going to move in together. Yeah, she's putting the house up for sale, which I'm gonna put a bid on it.
Oh my god, that house with the horrible door handles in the front. Yeah. Looks like the castle.
Exactly. They've got the new pool. Hey, that's all I want.
The new pool does look nice. They've been partying it up like there is no such thing as COVID, by the way. New Jersey in particular, I feel like, has just left that is not a part of their lives anymore. And
they were like, yeah, we quarantined and now we're done.
Yeah. Right? They were like, the restaurants are open, so we're gonna go there every day for every meal.
Yeah, she also went to California and with all the girls, and they saw Dina. Mm-hmm. So good to know they're still friends with Dina. And who else is in this picture? Some random. Oh, of course her name is Roxy.
I love that.
Why am I surprised? Don't try to predict or prevent, and just trust the journey. That. Thanks, Roxy. But yeah, new season's coming out. I'm excited for Jersey. I miss the girls. And I can't think of what blogger or someone, something on the internet was saying. They had seen the premiere of Jersey, and it just like will make you forget about every other franchise that's currently on. Which, so I love to hear it.
I just rewatched like all of Jersey with my roommate because she'd never seen it.
What a treat for your roommate. I wish I was like a virgin to Housewives shows again.
Right? Basically all quarantine, that's what I've been doing with her. Is like, we started with Summer House because she like started watching it with me, and then she was like, wait, I like this. So I was like, okay, you made this choice, so we're gonna keep going. And like, we've done Summer House, we've done Vanderpump Rules, obviously, we've done Southern Charm, and we've done Jersey.
You're like a Bravo shaman, like, just getting her into. Well, you sent me the list of the shows. You were like, "But I watch all. I'm completely caught up on all of these." I was like, "I have to put this into the document because I can't remember any of them." I'm like, "Wait. Okay, so everything but those like two that we were talking about."
Mm-hmm. I'm like weirdly, yeah, I'm caught up on like everything Housewives-wise except the California ones. I just like can't watch them for some reason.
I actually kind of appreciate that because I was at a party once and this girl came up to me and she was like, "Oh my God, you have a show about Bravo? That's crazy. I only watch the LA Housewives." And I was like, "Oh my God, that's so sad." Mm-hmm. I was like, "That's so embarrassing." And then like I felt bad because I really said like, "Oh my God, that's so embarrassing for you." Like
the snobbery.
Yeah, like the kind of, I know, right? I'm like, "Do you even know where Potomac, Maryland is on a map?" try me. Right. But yeah, that was unfortunate when she told me that. We haven't seen her since, so I would like to know a little bit about
evaporated with shame.
Yeah, she slipped out of that party. She did a full Irish exit immediately after I was like that.
But yeah, I'm very, very excited to jump back into Jersey because I wanted more. Like I had withdrawals out there. We binged it all. It's so good.
Yeah, I'm currently preparing for a bonus episode, which has forced me to watch a lot of Beverly Hills Housewives from season one, episode one. Oh. But I find myself doing this. This bonus episode doesn't require me to watch it. And now I'm like, Well, I've got to push the recording date back because I've got to see how many more episodes I can fit in within the next like week and a half, like, cause, so I could be really on top of my game.
That's what it is.
So obviously you are Pumphead through and through. Mm-hmm. This time last year, Vanderpump Rules was on. We were all thriving.
Let's not pretend it was great.
No, I mean, it lost its luster.
There was hope.
Yeah, there was hope.
There was a horizon that we were all walking towards hand in hand.
Yeah, that's a beautiful, eloquent way of putting it.
Now there's nothing.
Well, yeah.
There's nothing.
Pretty much every 15 minutes, someone's getting fired or leaving.
I thought I saw, and I could be totally making this up, I thought I saw Charlie posting something about being back at work.
Oh.
Like, but that, like, this could have come to me in a dream. Like, it's so hard to tell what's real, what's like a story I made up in my brain.
One, Charlie only has 31,000 Instagram followers. I find that odd.
That's really weird. That's like on you, you know? Like, capitalize on this. If you're going to sell your soul to a Bravo show, you better rack up those Instagram followers.
Right? Get some deals. Oh, wow. Wow. Charlie actually has some old school photos of herself with Kris Jenner. I'll be posting that on the Bravo Happier Instagram account. Oh god, yeah, I do love this one where it's like literally like what I'm exactly trying to do. She goes, "You guys have to stop dissecting and assuming my tweets are secret messages and codes. They literally mean nothing."
Oh, like, we have nothing else, Charlie. Entertain us, Charlie. I like don't even care about Charlie.
Oh, okay. Well, this bitch, she can't. Okay, so she tweeted, "Guess we'll be at Sir soon."
Okay, that. Oh, so I didn't make this up.
At 2:53 p.m. on February 11th, and then at 7:17, she says, "Stop dissecting and assuming my tweets are secret codes and messages."
I don't know. That's a real big stretch to call people assuming you meant you were back on the show. A real big stretch. It's like, we all know Sir equals Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, and there's like other restaurants you could work at. Like, there are other different forms of employment you could have found during this time. Going back to Sir generally would mean one thing.
You don't really work at Sir, do you? The newer people, I feel like they kind of hire like the model actor. It's become this thing that's not so real. But I could be wrong. Maybe she's genuinely out there slinging pumptinis.
Slinging goji. Oh my God. When I had a pumptini at Pump, you know, you go in, you're so excited. I'm going to drink a pumptini. It was so gross. Obviously, I had two, but when in Rome, what am I supposed to do?
Drop on a pumptini.
I mean, it's probably say, I mean, that was our third stop. So I would say math wasn't really my number one priority.
Whatever they wanted, I gave it to them.
I'm like, we'll have a double. These are amazing. Pump had a great atmosphere, though. And I swear, when I was there, there was this mom who clearly like brought her family there like on a vacation. And it was like the mom, the dad, daughter, and then the son was probably like 7 years old, and you could tell he was like a cusping little gay boy and mm-hmm. was like dancing and like shaking like I've never seen
incredible
a little boy dance. And I was like, wow, he found himself at pump. That's the moment he knew he was gay, when he mm-hmm. walked in to pump and was like,
you did that, Lisa.
She won't hire him or ever put him on a show, but she will fight for him at a pride parade.
She will wave to him. Yes. In the future. She will generously blow him a kiss one day.
She's like, I need to wear large hats so people don't kiss me.
I have to say, although I miss Vanderpump Rules, I like do not miss Lisa. And they were giving us way too much Lisa for my liking last season, so I was like,
yeah. Once she was not on Beverly Hills, she was like, all right, you guys are going to start seeing scenes of me and Ken going granite shopping.
It's like, yeah. Whoa. Like,
that's no. Not I don't want to see that. I want to see drinking in the Sir alleyway, aggressive smoking, physical altercations.
Implied drug use.
That's- oh, yeah. Failed business attempts. Yes. Books, t-shirt lines.
Imprisonment.
Oh, yeah. Theft.
Theft. That's I like tune in, Lisa. Not to see your freaking swans.
Right. Well, Vanderpump Rules, obviously full of a cast of characters, but Sheena O'Shea, one of our favorites. This is incredibly newsworthy stuff, you guys. Again, you know it's a light news week when this is the top story.
The headline.
The headline of the week. Sheena O'Shea went to Twitter also on February 11th. Huge day for VPR tweets.
I had to check what was happening astrologically that day. Yeah. Like, it was in the air.
I think that's probably why I didn't catch Charlie's stuff, because I was like so in this that I like really couldn't like get out of it, you know, like my head was like so bogged down. So she said to us, she let us know, quote, for the record, I hate being called Shishu, and then put this emoji where it's like the line smile and then like one eyebrow like going up.
An inquisitive like end of an era.
Maybe that's like the Morse code message that Charlie was talking about. Like, stop reading into things. Maybe she knew people are gonna read into Sheena being like, don't call me Shishu, and Vanderpump Rules is over.
Maybe she's planning to name the baby Shishu and this is a background.
I hate being called that because that's also my daughter's name.
Yeah, please don't call me Shishu. No, I mean, Sheena, Shishu is a term of endearment. Shishu is like what I would call like a pet if it was named Sheena, you know, like,
yeah,
come here. So I think, not that you're an animal, but I think it's not like a bad thing. And I'm probably not going to stop calling you Shishu.
Yeah, no, that's definitely not a nickname you can really kind of stop calling someone, like Tequila Katie. Like, exactly. Once that starts, you can't go back.
It's not that bad, all things considered. It's cute. Pretty Tequila Katie. Like,
right? Poor Tequila Katie, like, had to stop drinking tequila. And then you know that the rage that came out of her, like, when they weren't filming was so much worse because she knew she couldn't rage out on screen. Even Tom would be like, your text messages are psychotic.
They're like, so mean.
I can't imagine ever getting like to that point. One, you get a nickname based on the alcohol you drink. That's always kind of questionable.
No, that's never good.
We had a friend growing up in high school who questionable drinking choices consistently. Mm-hmm. And his name started with a K and he was always drunk. So we would just call him DK, like drunk.
Oh no.
Growing up, we like thought it was so funny. We're like, oh my God, he's always drunk. And now like he's still pretty consistently drunk. Yeah. And so it's like not as funny anymore. It's like, whoa, that has.
It switches so fast. Like milk.
Yeah.
It'll turn.
We're like, well, that was so cool when you were in high school.
Yeah. You know what? Wait, have you watched New Summer House?
No, not yet. That's actually like what I'm doing.
Well, no spoilers because it's just Lindsay being Lindsay, but
you can tell me spoilers.
Okay. Lindsay gets really drunk and becomes angry with her boyfriend.
Was she activated?
She was activated. The thing about Lindsay is that I fail often to see why she becomes activated, and I'm like, oh, it's just the, you know, the refreshments.
Yeah,
I think, and it's a very similar to Kill a Katie vibe. I was getting a lot of To Kill a Katie energy out of it, and I was like, who's gonna tell her? It was very dark passenger stuffy.
Oh,
you know, like where you're like, I'm not on your side, girl.
And I kind of like Lindsay. Like, I find her really funny and endearing. Mm-hmm. But when I was listening to the Watch What Crappens guys do like a recap of first episode, and they were saying how like she had like that piece of paper that was like June 2021, get engaged. July 2021. Move in together, parentheses, after 2 years of dating. Like, it's like, you might be consistently activated if you are living on a timeline that like you yourself have created, like not with your partner. Like, I cannot see that guy being like, let's jot that down, because that's nutso. He
seems to be very like intent on like controlling and ultimately probably ruining this man's life. Like,
I know,
basically it's like they all party, it's like a Saturday night, and like they all party for a long time, and he's like in on the partying, and then at like 1 a.m he goes back to his laptop to like get some work done. She like rips into him, and I'm like, if my boyfriend was did that, I'd be like, all right, loser, like I'm gonna keep having fun. Like, see you later, bitch.
Also, like, Lindsay, this is your job, but he might actually need a real job.
Right, and she literally said in the confessional, she's like, well, he works at a top, like, New York hospitality company, and, like, hospitality right now is imploding, but, like, they want him to hang out with me. I'm just like, he did. Sorry.
All day, it. Honey.
It's good. I think you'll like it.
Yeah, I mean, I like all of them.
Drama. Yeah.
Like, it's that same energy that Vanderpump Rules once had. Oh my god. Mm-hmm. I'm looking. So I'm at my parents' building, and they live in a building, and they see a naked woman. I see a naked woman.
Oh my god. You holler.
And I like dig out binoculars. No. Yeah, with red lipstick. Oh my god.
Damn.
She's crazy. Things just got.
I wonder if she saw you and she was like, fuck it.
She's like, is that girl talking to a microphone?
Yeah. She's like, I'll give her something to talk about.
Well, this show has got nudity. So much going on. But one thing I did want to bring up, this is very random, but my friend was on Facebook dating, which questionable like pool of men. So yeah, it's basically like a dating app that is now on Facebook, and you can make it so it will let you know if some of your mutual friends are on there, or you don't have to have that as like an option, which would be horrible. Like, oh god.
Yeah, no.
So she was on there and was like going through guys, and we were like on the couch looking at these dudes, and we were just like laughing at people, whatever. And all of a sudden I'm like, wait. That's Rob's Valletta. Someone was catfishing with Rob's images. Let me see if I forced her to send me screenshots of it. I must still have it.
That's so funny.
And his name was something funny too.
That's the perfect level of famous person to catfish with, honestly, because like 90% of the population has no idea who he is.
Oh, and his name was Karen. K-A-R-E-N.
Not Karen.
Okay, it says, been single for a very long time. Been hurt several times in my life, and I'm really tired of getting hurt. I'm seriously single, looking for an honest and caring, loving, kind woman in my life with a good sense of humor. Like, multiple pictures of
him. That's really good. Congrats to that person for going out there with that.
Oh yeah, he has a graduate school degree. He went to Spotswood High School. Doesn't smoke. Has kids.
Oh, bro. Madison Marie.
Madison Marie. Oh my god, yeah, I'll post this on Instagram really for people to check out. But yeah, so
Facebook dating seems like a 90 Day Fiance like origin story.
Yeah, I don't know how the quality of men are on there, especially
I can't imagine parents. It's great.
Yeah, it's like you've gone through all of the people on like Hinge, Bumble, mm-hmm. Tinder, and now you're like
the final boss.
Yeah. Well, I know a girl I work with, and she is like really beautiful. She's South African, and was like, oh, I was on this dating app and I met this guy who's like also South African, and he has this great job and this great life, and I just moved into his big beautiful apartment. I was like, oh, cool. Like,
and it was Facebook dating?
No. Oh. No.
Yeah. No. Like, wow.
No, it was like this thing called the League.
Oh,
I nosy ass is trying to get on there. It was like $400 a year. I'm like, what if you fall in love with in the first month? Do you get a prorated amount? I'm like, this is great.
Like, I'm not paying $400 to talk to men. Never happened.
The world will open up again and I can meet a human being in the wild. But
it's like I'm still kind of young.
Yeah.
I don't need to pay.
I think I'm still kind of cute. So
right. I have a few good years left.
Yeah. I have 5 good summers. All right. Carol.
Literally same. That's how I feel. Fucking pandemic.
Yeah, I know. I mean, this whole summer was so wiped out, and I was going through my clothing because I was just doing some donations, and I realized looking at my summer clothing, I'm like, I didn't wear any of this.
Right? No idea.
Like, I didn't buy a new thing.
I just bought like new like workout clothes that I like barely worked out in during quarantine and would just like lay around.
Just
in.
Sit working clothes.
Sitting clothes. Yeah. But yeah, it was bleak. And then I was honestly watching Summer House makes me like mad at them because I'm like, that's fucking annoying. I wish I got to like hang out with my best friends at a huge house in the Hamptons for 6 weeks. Like,
right. And sometimes like they would get all these boxes delivered and they'd have like ASOS written all over it. And I'm like, those are full of clothes.
I know.
What's in there?
I know. Can I come?
Oh, I did love last season the whole arc of Jules copying Paige's clothing, where the editing would have like the side by side of their clothing. Jules's would just be like a little bit off.
I'm so glad that they didn't bring Jules back, and they didn't even like mention her. Like, they didn't even explain her away. They were just like, she never was here. Like, Jules was a figment of your imagination.
I mean, Carl was so unnecessarily mean to her. He's like, get out. Literally everybody hates you here.
And then they like fucked, and then she was like trying to start drama. And she's like, "Yes, Danielle," and he's like, "Girl, you're not like part of this." Basically, it's like, "What?" Like,
I kiss Danielle every year for the past, I don't know, 15 years, and she's still probably in love with me.
And like, you're just like a fly in my eye. Basically, is like how he treated her.
Yeah. And then she was like trying to like be empathetic towards him. She's like, I'm there for you. Like, I could be there for you in this struggle. And he's like,
it's like, sure.
Well, honestly, I don't even want you here. He's like, I'm just gonna go through it. Like, we're good.
Nobody knows you.
His brother ends up passing away during this season, so that's going to be probably pretty brutal to watch as well.
Yeah, and in the second episode, I think there, maybe it's the first, it's like his mom gets married and they all watch it on Zoom, and he talks about like how well his family's doing and stuff, and I was like, I think I know what's to come. So definitely gonna be an emotional season.
Damn. And yeah, what's her name, do they talk about how Hannah has that boyfriend, that Irish guy?
Okay, what is the timeline on Hannah's boyfriend?
And they were together like all summer.
Okay, that's what I thought, but versus the timeline of them moving into the house, because the first couple episodes, like, there's like a whole Luke thing, and it's like he's kind of talking to her and Sierra, who I really like so far as the new girl.
Oh, she's
but
really
he's
hot.
Like double, you know. Yeah, and she's like super nice and like very like she throws herself right in and like kind of understands the assignment.
She's like, I watched the 4 seasons before.
Yeah, she's like, I have everyone's number. Like, you're not fooling me. But like, Hannah gets very like emotional and stuff, and like basically was like excited to have like hook up with Luke and all the stuff. But I was like, is this like fake, or is it just that she was like talking to both guys at the same time, or like? But I was also wondering that, because I was like, I definitely heard her on like a podcast or something talk like about that comedian guy.
Yeah, I don't know the timeline on that. I have to figure that out. But
yeah, I have to do some science experiment.
I've got to do some timeline work.
Me with like a red
string on the wall. Yeah. I really need to find out when these two started, because we need answers here. Bravo Happy Hour. Well, moving on to some good news. The Real Housewives of Dallas star Brandi Redmond and her husband Brian, who I wrote in this document as his name was Brain.
Brandi and Brain
had their baby girl named Breelyn Marie Redmond. Brilynn.
Could be pronounced it any sort of way.
I know, and that's kind of why I spelled it out. It was kind of like choose your own adventure with that one. Brylin.
Yeah.
They probably are going to go with Brylin because they're like, for Brian. Brylin.
She's named after Brian. Her name is Brylin. I actually, you're probably 100%.
I know. When I said that, like, especially, like, in her tone, I was like, whoa, I think I actually just convinced myself. I just channeled Brandy and went into her body.
You did.
So this is the fourth little ginger baby. Mm-hmm. Very, very happy for them. Mm-hmm. They came out with a photo shoot in People magazine where it was like Anne Getty's little baby dressed as a flower, and you just see her little butt crack.
Yeah, those are so weird but so cute. I'm just like, I don't know that I would ever engage in that sort of behavior with my child, but like,
or with a photographer on set.
I know, I'm just like, who does that? Like, how is that your job? Like, you go and decorate newborn babies every day.
We're anyway, also in a pandemic. It's like, I feel like certain things need to be given up during the pandemic.
Oh, absolutely. Anne Getty is canceled.
She's canceled. She is struggling so hard right now, just like all the rest of us. But even my mom said this year, like, nobody sent Christmas cards. I was like, what, is Shutterstock not in service anymore?
Honestly, like, that seems like a really good idea during quarantine to, like, pass a few hours to, like, take a picture and write a bunch of cards out or whatever, right? You know what I mean?
Something to, like, I don't know, get the family together, even though, like, our family Christmas cards were, it's as if, like, my mom was trying to, like, hurt us.
Oh, yeah.
By,
yeah,
like, sending the ugliest photo of us to all of our friends and family. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know your friend has a cute son, and he's me like that.
Truly.
You don't even care.
Just, like, cut me out.
Right? Right? So she was busy. She was at a baton twirling competition that day. I'll write my own letter to him. Just on the side.
Yeah, I'll send my own. Just like a perfectly filtered selfie of me. like when the housewives get their makeup done and they get the ring light and it's just fully like face tuned to death.
Oh yeah. You know that one makeup artist, Priscilla, who does like of course I got Priscilla.
Yeah, Teresa tags are like 17.
Oh yeah. Priscilla must walk around everywhere with a ring light and just
Priscilla is packing.
Always packing. So happy for Brandy and Brian. Very good news for them. They said, we are overjoyed with love and beyond blessed to welcome our little miracle. Breland shares a birthday with her. I think it's Bri. I think it's Brian. Because if it was Bri, there'd be two E's.
Yeah, or something else.
Or what is it called? Like an oolong with like the two dots over the eye. She shares a birthday with her late grandmother, who we honor and miss very much, which is so weird because so Brandy's mother-in-law passed away in October of 2020 with one of Brandy's daughters in the car as well, which is like completely.
Wait, what?
Oh yeah, it was crazy.
Oh my god, I did not know that.
Yeah, so Brian's mom was driving, I think it was, I mean, Brooklyn Brinksley, I don't know,
one
of the little girls, and she got into a car accident, and obviously Brandy's daughter was fine, but the mother passed away.
That is so scary. Oh my god.
So scary and so sad. And so this baby was born on the late grandma's birthday.
Oh, that's really special.
And it was like a miracle baby because they kept having miscarriage after miscarriage, right. And then they adopted that little cute ginger boy, which like there was a scene
was really sweet.
Yeah, that was I loved, like, I know you said you're like behind on Dallas, but like there was like that one thing where Cam was like, how dare you think I would bash an adopted baby.
I remember she's like, don't like Cam, like she gives me really weird, like something about her spooks me, like I just can't.
Yeah, I feel like she is like a My Little Pony doll but like in a human form.
Yeah, there's something very like Stepford Wife-y, like Uncanny Valley, not quite there.
Oh, I watched, like, caught up on the episodes this past week, and just like the way, like the things that outrage her are just so privileged. Like she gets like so upset over nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember. Damn it! Like the exact thing that happened, but she was like, "How dare you!" Like. And I was like,
this dog stuff, wasn't that like her whole thing?
Yes, she's the creator, founder, and CEO of Sparkle Dog Food.
Right, exactly. It's like she's literally like a caricature of like
well, one of Texas. The fucking, she's so stupid when she's talking about the pandemic, and she's like, everybody thinks I'm kind of dumb, but when everybody else was getting toilet paper on Amazon, clearly nobody thought about Googling pink toilet paper. People are dying.
You are so mass rates. Cameron.
Yeah. So I would say Dallas is doing pretty well this season. I'm enjoying it. And yeah, definitely catch up. They have like a new saucy little girl, Tiffany.
Yes.
And she's great.
Hearing great things about Tiffany. I got to get back in.
Leanne is gone. So they cut the cancer out of the show, which is really nice.
Yeah. I'm going to have to push through last season. Was it good? Kind of just fell off, like, on watching it, but.
It was, like, good because, I don't know, you see, like, Dee really screw Deandra over. Deandra, like, pretending she only has $25 in her bank account. Like, stuff like that. I enjoy that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Carrie Brittingham is the new girl who came on last season. She was really nothing to talk about. And then Leanne was like completely xenophobic and prejudiced and like disgusting towards her. And so that obviously made everybody like Carrie, but Carrie this season is just so insufferable.
Really?
And now like she like knew the backlash that she got from, you know, she knew people were on her side after the whole Leanne thing. And so like this season she was like yelling at the new girl, Tiffany. She's like, well, it's because I'm Mexican, right? It's because I'm Mexican. And Tiffany's like, I'm Chinese and moved here when I was 4 years old.
I'm not gonna play that game with you.
We're not doing that.
Defense is being up, but like,
no. Yeah, we're not doing that.
Yeah,
but it's, I don't know, it's pretty good.
I'll stab you in the back for a totally different reason.
Yeah, exactly. Like, trust me, I'll force you to eat a cricket. She like put cricket. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Oh God,
I gotta get into it.
Great television. We also have some other baby news. There's always baby news in Bravo Town. Shannon Bedore from The Real Housewives of OC's ex-husband and his wife, Leslie Cook, had their baby. It's another questionable name. These people gave the pronunciation, which I really respect. They posted a photo with the baby with the caption, "Our first sunset with our sweet little Anna," pronounced Anna.
Anna.
And then we just got # candid pic, mom life, newborn, # baby girl, # no filter, # sunset, # loves, cuddles, cuddle bugs, beach life, sunsets, Laguna Beach, bless, grateful heart, cheese, I got you, sweetest baby, insta mood, and a red heart. So
love insta mood.
Insta mood. It's like, is that something people follow? Like, where would that?
This feels like a real like 2013 # strategy, you know?
Yeah, she's like, how can I get a lot of impressions on this?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they had a baby, I don't care, and I will say, so many people do like the thing where they like hide the baby's face so that it's like not in the public eye, but she has two other children from a previous relationships whose faces she doesn't blur out.
That's interesting.
Oh, so now just like, I feel like she just doesn't want Shannon Bedore to ever know what the baby's face looks like.
True. That's like psycho though, because it's like, yeah. So either if you have a different parent, like different dad situation where one is comfortable, one's not, it's like, just do the thing where they're all the same. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're blurring out the other kids if you're not going to show this kid. Just take like a full approach to like no kids on social media. Don't be like, the older two are fine. Just don't look at this one.
Not our prized Anna.
Yeah. Anna is off limits, but here, look at these bozos.
We also have Ashley from Potomac, who's about to pop. I was trying to like wait for something to come out this weekend.
There's so much pregnancy.
I do a lot of pregnancy. Well, even people like in my life, like slowly but surely, everyone's getting pregnant. I'm like, cool. I'm debating if I'm that desperate enough to go on Facebook dating.
I know, we just had our friend over with her baby, who's super, super cute. But I was like obsessed with her, but I don't have any money or resources, so that won't be happening anytime soon. Or a boyfriend, so.
Yeah, I don't have any possible way of having a child right now, but yeah, I don't think I really want one either. I mean, to think like having to have to homeschool, I give all of the mothers praise right now. You know, the working moms who have to homeschool, the stay-at-home moms who have to homeschool. Y'all are not teachers. If you wanted to be a teacher, you would have gone to school to be a teacher.
I know. And even my mom is like a teacher. It's like, she has to go into a classroom every day and teach over Zoom, like alone. It's like so weird. It's just bad all around.
Yeah, my mom's a teacher too, and sometimes she'll like go in. Like, she mainly goes in, but it's like every other day students are in. But so like sometimes she'll have classes where it's like half the class is in person and half the class is on Zoom. So she needs to somehow like engage the students on Zoom while also engaging the students in real life.
Literally impossible. Like, and all within like half an hour.
Like, yeah, right. And the the bell goes off and yeah. It's like, all right, we're done. It's like, well, did anyone learn anything?
You just got the Zoom link to work.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. So, and yeah, we also have the Vanderpump Rules ladies. They're all popping in April. Pussy pop.
Yeah, Brittany is real, real ready to pop. I kept thinking she was due a lot sooner. And then I was like, oh my God, she's still got a little ways to go.
Brittany Cartwright. Well, it could be a situation like Phaedra Parks from Atlanta where she was like, so crazy. My timeline is so wild. Like, I guess the baby was born early, but he wasn't premature.
Yeah, he was just done. This happens sometimes. That was insane.
Yeah, it's like, we get it. You weren't married when you conceived the baby. Oh
my
God. I feel
like they're being honest. I think she's just probably like got it's a boy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She probably just got like a big old Jax.
Oh, Jax flowing in there. Belly. Well, they did meet baby Hartford. Oh my God. I will say, Stassi's baby's cute. Oh,
she is very cute. She is very cute.
And oh my God. Yeah. Cute. Even like, I'm looking at
that. Settling into motherhood.
I know. I mean, also, Tequila Katie is her godmother. I don't understand why everybody has a certain soft spot for Katie. Like, maybe she's cool. Like, she loves music, evidently. Like, she still hasn't changed that name.
Yeah. You know what I will say? Katie is, like, super cool with us in the DMs. Like, on the memes.
Really?
And we've, like, really, we don't really, like, you know, save it. Like, nobody's really safe from, like, what we've heard. Yeah. So, like, but she has been, like, really, really cool and very responsive and very, like, engagey with us. So, I was genuinely shocked, too.
Wow. Well, you guys have also talked with Ariana, right? But I feel like she's
Ariana's
like a good time gal.
Yeah. 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 I kind of expected that from her.
Yeah.
Katie was kind of a surprise, but, but yeah, it's, I mean, I wonder if Kristen had like a full mental breakdown when she was like, I feel like they're always going to be stuck in that like toxic, like middle school, like three friends cycle of like,
yeah,
those are best friends. One is left out. Like,
well, I think after Stassi and Kristen got fired, they were just like bound together by their trauma, their shared experience. And so they like got back together, and you know, Kristen like every night like goes to bed and like is on her knees like praying. She's like, dear God, thank you so much. Yeah, right. It was like a shrine to Stassi in her closet, like the girl from Hey Arnold or the guy from Hey Arnold. Mm-hmm. And just is like, thank you, Jesus, for keeping me in Stassi's life, like, because Stassi, like, before everything was kind of like the keeper of the keys. Like, if Stassi didn't want you around within, like, the Witches of WeHo, like, you were gone. Like, you were not wanted in any way.
The Regina George of it all.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I did find something else out. Sheena has created a Instagram account for her unborn child, and it's just at Mini Sheena.
Mini Sheena!
Which I really enjoy.
Hilarious.
At Mini Sheena.
That's a girl, right? So she's just my mini me rock is technically part of this equation, but like, no, mini Sheena. Mini, I mean, what's the other one? They have little baby couchy.
Yeah, little baby couchy. I am following. Oh my God. Oh wow. They're posting pictures of his sonograms with the caption, flexing for the ladies.
Wow. I also need to comment on the amount of like weird, like custom made Etsy crap that Jax gets that's like a dad's place is in the man cave. Like, and then he shows like his social media presence, like I should unfollow him because I think he's just an absolute toxic human being, like like just bad person, but like his social media presence is so baffling sometimes that I'm like, I can't look away. Like, he just posted like a screenshot of a text conversation between him and Brittany where he's like, I can't wait to be a dad, baby. And she's like, you'll be the best dad, babe. And I'm like, what?
We all needed to see that, Jax. God. It's so performative. And I think he's like trying to make it seem like, look, new Jax. It's like, Jax, clearly you've never watched any Real Housewives of New York. New Ramona, never a new person. New Craig from Southern Charm, new. When you're saying you're a new person, kiss you are death. Not.
Yeah. On Real on Housewives or Bravo, kiss of death that you're about to just like go deeper into your old ways.
Yeah, exactly. It says you've learned nothing from your past. Well, I am following all of the unborn children. Pleased to say that. And yeah, I'm waiting for Stassi's kid to have an Instagram account. But yeah. I don't know if I'll give that one a follow.
Hartford Charlie Rose Clark.
Oh my god. Stupid ass name.
Charlie Rose in the middle is just truly wild. I'm like, nobody, her PR team didn't
Not even like your PR team, like not even like a family member you might have consulted prior to like naming a child that. Right? Or like ever reading the news where homeboy was like accused of sexually assaulting 30 plus coworkers. Right? Like,
it's like obviously I'm not thinking that they're naming her after Charlie Rose, yeah. But I'm like, it's in the middle of the name.
And like you could have switched them up.
Yeah. Also, it doesn't really, it's a choppy, anyways, it's fine. She's really cute.
It's too much.
Not her fault, but Stassi is her mom.
Yeah, she's going to be, like, in therapy, like, years from now. She's like, well, not only did my mom get canceled, like, only a couple months before my birthday, but they also named me after a known sex offender. What the fuck? What the fuck?
I was cooking when my mom was canceled.
Yeah, right. She was like, my first appearance on television was on the Tamron Hall show when my mom got dragged.
I couldn't even think. I was like, this is pain entering my body.
Oh my god. It just was like, I've talked about it on the show 1,000 times, but when she was just like, I can absolutely speak on behalf of the Black Lives Matter movement. Oh. And Tamron was like, you think so?
A season of Southern Charm.
Oh yeah. Oh my god.
The reunion.
Oh my god. Catherine is just she's gotta go. She has got to go off the show.
I mean I was watching it and I was like, she got like temper tantrumy being like, this affects me. And I was like,
Love was like, I am raising a Black child, I have a Black husband. I don't know.
She had to like really just move that along and like she had to kind of like pick her battles within that. And I feel bad because she had the right to pick every battle that she did with Catherine. Like,
yeah, I mean, at a certain point when you're trying to explain racist behavior to a just an ignorant person who, you know, might not know they're racist, which it's like, honey, it's literally in your blood.
It's your grandfather.
Yeah,
exactly, honey. Like, it's not this kind of like, you know, like ethereal thing. Like, it's a very concrete, like, historical thing that we can like really map.
Yeah,
out.
He was a Confederate soldier, like, or commander officer.
I,
like,
and like, I really like Danny. I think she's a good person, but like, she was like, I had no idea. I'm like, guys, come on, you had no idea who like all your ancestors are. Like, I don't.
Well, the thing is, like, they probably all thought it was cool. They were like, wow, descendant of a president. Whoa, so cool. It's like, well, did you ever think about what said president ever did?
Right?
No.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh my god, and even like Shep having like the whole screaming match at level being like, no, why would I ever say anything or step up to racism? Because you need to explain it. You have lived experience. It's like, well, that's exactly the problem. And Leva was like, no, like, you're not understanding it. Mm-hmm. People don't listen to people of color when they explain their frustration and anger towards a systemically backwards and racist country. But when white dudes say it to their white friends, they may listen a little bit more and actually be willing to potentially have a dialogue about it. But they don't listen to me because I'm literally screaming in all of your faces and no one's hearing it. And Austin's now just being like, you're angry. Wow. Looks like you're angry. A woman who's angry.
What adult. But like even on, and on Southern Charm, it's so much more magnified because I'm like, you guys are literally sitting on like the wealth that any of you have is on the backs of slavery. And like, you're like, the ones who were really born and raised in the South. I'm like, you're aware of that, right? Like chef, like Thomas had a plantation. They would be like, I have Thomas's plantation all the time. I'm like, you guys owe a lot to this conversation to like elevate it at the very least.
No, I don't think they can even like understand the magnitude. And especially, yeah, like in the South, it's like people were enslaved for longer than they've been free in this country. And like 250 years of genuine slavery where like after it wasn't like, poop, like slavery's gone. But like there were generation after generation after generation of families who knew nothing other than slavery and would never know that there was a life outside of slavery. And so you wonder why like black people still struggle in this country where there are Confederate flags and people are just raiding the Capitol building with Confederate flags. It's like, do you not see they wear black
I think part of it's denial because I'm like, I know that Shep has enough education to understand this. Like, you know what I mean? Like these people are all capable of understanding this. And I think some of them have clearly started to, thanks to like Leva and Vanita and like all the people they brought on to like facilitate this, you know, impossible conversation with these people. But like, for all that I thought this was kind of a weird season with like the COVID, you know, plotline and everything, I thought it was very necessary for that show in particular to like reckon with some of these things.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, I can't remember whose property it was. It might have been like Eliza Limehouse, who's just the
what she's pregnant.
Yeah, she's pregnant. Oh yeah, she's on the baby news list. But she was like going through, I can't remember if it was her or Catherine or Thomas, I don't know, one of their plantations. And she was like, this is the graveyard for the slaves who lived on the property. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Ooh. But yeah, I think it's that commonplace to them in like their, you know, experience that they don't stop to think like, what does that mean? Like what does that mean?
What's, oh God. Well, there's no transition out of slavery into the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. There's really no direct correlation.
But
yeah, right.
There's a bridge between the two topics.
So this weekend we celebrated Valentine's Day. Great holiday. Everybody loves love. Yeah. So Erica Jane has been going through a very public divorce with her, what is it, a septuagenarian or octogenarian husband, who is a massive criminal. And this Valentine's Day, she might have felt a little lonely. Wasn't getting the Chagall painting like she's used to or whatever very bougie gift she would normally be getting. But she was gifted what looks like 36 red roses. And she picked them up outside of her new residence, Los Angeles residence, with a full blowout, a perfectly steamed red negligee robe, and like 4 shades oranger than her face, like a very Trumpian hair to skin color scheme.
Very Trumpian image, if we're gonna like get all our class on this. Like in general, you're right. It is very Trumpian energy. Like if you made a few tweaks to the face and told me that was Tiff, I'd be like, sure.
Yeah, right. So yeah, I guess it's just so embarrassing. Erica Jane is now like calling the press to get photos. What you think anybody in the world thinks a suitor sent that to you? You bought them on flowers.com.
Yeah, you had your assistant or whoever, your publicist, to like make sure there were flowers on your stoop.
And make sure press was there to snap it.
Like, how many paparazzi did you call for this moment? Just the one? Or like, did you send these photos in? Was it like a home shoot and you just distributed them?
Yeah, her, like, Mikey, her choreographer, was like, Erica, you know, you took me off retainer, so I can't do this pro bono. Like, it's a holiday. Like, I don't know if I
can. Hourly.
Yeah.
So, be ready.
So, she got her new flowers. Very happy for her. So, on February 4th, we found out that there was actually a break-in to her Pasadena home on January 22nd after 11 p.m., and I guess there were signs of forced entry in the house in the form of a broken window, and some stuff was stolen. So I just think that's very convenient timing for a burglar to come into the home and steal private documents and assets of the Girardis while everything of theirs is getting repoed by the fucking feds.
It's like, is the same person that took the photo the person that broke into your...
Yeah.
Like, is there just one, you know, like a multi-purpose, like Beverly Hills guy that you can call that just like does it all?
I feel like she is now taking the Sonia Morgan route and just has started hiring interns to just do dirty work for her.
Just to have people around.
Yeah, right. So when I was also reading more stuff about Tom, I found out that, like Britney Spears, Tom Girardi is now being forced to go under a conservatorship.
Wow.
Because he has been suffering from short-term memory loss. It's so wild how short-term memory loss comes into someone's brain once they're being sued 10 million times and is...
So do we think this is like a, because I'm not super into these people, so I only know like what I'm you know, forcibly served in front of my face on the internet. But like, are we thinking they're gonna move it to the conservatorship and then like he's fine, like surprise, he'll still have full control type thing, but it'll like clear some legal red tape to like push it all. Moving money here. Okay.
I think that's exactly what's gonna happen. I think because he one like is like a really brilliant lawyer. We saw him like 2 seasons ago, like being or like last season being a lawyer and like clearly being able to like articulate himself. So it's funny how now they're like, he can't be in control of anything. He couldn't have made any of these horrible choices in stealing money from children. Yeah, and widows.
Good choices. So like, if it's wrong, it definitely wasn't him.
Well, I feel like his sentencing might be less if he's like considered unstable, has memory loss. Well, he's under a conservatorship. So how could he ever have done something like that?
Interesting. Very interesting.
I'm over it. I want
feels like rich people just like avoiding consequences.
Yeah, well, speaking of that, Scott Disick and Lisa Rinna's daughter Amelia Hamlin finally are Instagram a fish. They posted pictures together and he has
decided
she is
I need to know for, you know, frame of reference.
She is 19, still a teenager, and
he loves a 19-year-old. 19-20 is his like sweet spot.
And he's 37, so it's a cute 18-year age difference. That's the sweet spot in a good relationship.
Mm-hmm. Lots in common.
Very lot of generational differences.
That's what you want in a partner.
Yeah. He also dyed his hair platinum blonde, and I think he's only doing this because Courtney is dating Travis Barker from Blink-182, and he's very edgy, so I feel like Scott is like, Scott didn't get the memo that, like, usually it's, like, the woman in the relationship to change the hairdo. Like, it's kind of, like, the woman's job. And he's, like, really taking this, like, new dating situation out on his own hair.
Oh, yeah. He looks really bad. Also, like, these young girls. I'm like, you don't waste your youth with Scott Disick, please.
I don't know what they want from him. And it's, like, I don't know, like... I don't know. I think I'm like a little old fashioned in like the way I look at dating, but like, what does she want from him? She gonna like,
it's probably one of those things where your brain is not fully developed because you're an actual teenager and you're like, wow, this guy who's really like rich and famous and like dated all these cool people, like knows the Kardashians, like wants to date me. So like, that's a, like, he's, it makes them feel cool when in reality you should be like, no, that guy's a loser. Like, you shouldn't want to date me because I'm a teen. Like,
yeah. And what is she, like 5-6 years older than his son?
Oh god,
his eldest child. Well, actually, wait, the first one was older. Mason. I love Mason Disick because he's currently going through his chubby phase. Yeah, and I like love I don't know. I don't love chubby teens. I don't know why. So.
I know, but you're like, oh, okay, I like relate to your awkwardness.
Right? I'm like, I too am in a chubby teen right now. Yeah. He's 11. So he probably has a big crush on her.
Yeah. I also feel like he's like 11, but he's like functionally like 17 just because he's been raised in such a psychotic environment.
Yeah. He like, definitely like is driving and smoking cigarettes.
Oh, 100%. Sure. Definitely.
Well, some other questionable situations. God damn it. It's like this chick has never read the room, ever. Brandi Glanville, formerly from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, has tweeted in a, I guess, now deleted tweet, "Dear Armie Hammer, you can have my ribcage," heart emoji. "How do you just keep getting hotter and hotter? Hashtag let's BBQ." So naturally, the internet was not happy considering Armie Hammer has been time and time again has been accused of sexual assault, cannibalism, rape. There's also some murder inklings that's like, yeah, the big news about him that's supposedly gonna come out. I guess Brandi didn't.
I feel like Brandi literally scrolls through Twitter and sees what's trending and is like, how do I put this about me? Like, I don't think there's any sort of like, I think everything for her is about just like centering herself in the conversation, which she's good at. Like,
yeah, here we are.
This is like, I mean, she's gotten to a point where it's like, all right, if this is the kind of attention you want, then this is the kind of attention you will get.
Yeah, and then you can't expect anything else. You know, like, you can't go from this to then like wanting to be like a respected anything.
She's gone like past the point of no return. Like, you know, like Farrah Abraham on Teen Mom.
Oh yeah.
It's like she'll never be able to just be like, you know, a celebrity or like an actress or in something, you know, like she's gonna have this like crazy mark on her. And that's,
well, even like, you know, Lindsay Lohan, like she can never go back to being like the Lindsay Lohan that everybody loved growing up.
Because, we need the Lindsay doc now that we've had the Britney doc. Not that Lindsay's under her conservatorship.
She's on something.
Yeah, she's under
something. She fucking disrespected Oprah during that one show.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even respect her.
Yeah. That show was weird. Yeah, Lindsay's life is, she's like, she knows like Turkey, like Turkish government official. Like, she's gone international. I'm like a, like,
I know. It's like, what are you doing in Dubai? You can't drive there.
Like her beach club in Greece. Like,
her
British accent. Like, that's what I need. I need the eccentricities of Lindsay. Like, I need.
Do you remember that video where she like abducted attempted to abduct a family on the streets of Dubai where she was like, get in my car.
Yes. She was like trying to take the child away.
Mom is like, what the fuck are you doing? This is my kid. Like, unfortunately, like, this is our living situation right now. But like, you are not, you taking my kid to a random hotel room isn't going to be any better for him.
I have to say, I do love that video of her taken a few summers ago at her beach club in Mykonos where she's just like dancing. And it's just like, you couldn't even really, I tried to like learn it. And it was just like,
my spine doesn't work like that. Yeah, like, I feel like she has terrible. A jello spine.
It's so good.
So Brandi ended up following up saying, guys, I did not know the extent of what's being alleged against Armie Hammer. I just read that he was getting divorced and I thought he was hot. No more headline porn for me. I have learned my lesson.
Headline porn.
Headline porn. I like that.
Sure, Brandi.
Okay, Brandi. Yeah, keep doing whatever you're doing.
And
hope it works for you. So to end the show, we have to talk about NeNe Leakes. We all know her. Some of us love her. So we all know NeNe is not on Atlanta right now. There is nothing harder for a housewife than to watch the season directly after you've been fired. Mm-hmm. And this is not NeNe's first time not being on the show, but this year I think she's taking a little bit harder. And because I really don't think she's going to be coming back anytime soon. So I think that reality check has happened. So she tweeted the other day, you can't turn off your teammate and get away from this, at Steven Grossman, hashtag Daryl Miller, hashtag Fox Rothschild. Suppression, retaliation, discrimination, unequal pay, devaluation against Black women is real. It's painful and it hurts. I will fight for all women. I will fight for all women's rights. P.S. Fix it. Then just tweeted a million other things about how her lawyer, her agent, her manager has done her dirty over the past few years since she's been successful. And reports are saying that they all dropped her. Mm-hmm. But I'm like genuinely not surprised. Like, what income is she bringing in? And even talent agencies are like struggling in the pandemic.
Because I feel like Nene is like so funny and has like given us so much. And like, I just binged Atlanta too, like a couple months ago. So I'm like fresh off like Nene's best moments. But this is all just so like, it makes me like wonder what's up, like going on with her. You know what I mean? Like, this is like, I half of me wants to like be like, okay, maybe people did treat you poorly in certain ways. But then half of me is like, I feel like Andy at least, or like Bravo at least, gave her a platform for a long time. And I don't know how they parted ways or anything though. So I've been trying to follow this, but I'm like not sure who's right, who's wrong, or what's going on.
Yeah, I kind of am on the same page. I mean, I can understand like her, like she's probably, oh fuck.
Did she quit the last season?
I think they were giving her a friend of role and she basically said, I'm not doing that. Right. And like any other job, it's year to year. Like that's how these shows work. And in her case, I don't really think it's like a race thing because the entire cast is full of Black women. So, you know, Vicky got canned after a million years, Tamra, Dorinda, like nobody's safe. Like this is work. And the last few years, like she's kind of been a little bit insubordinate, wasn't really willing to let it out. Even during like the Zoom reunion, she like smashed the, thing down. And so like, I could see them being like, no, we don't really want to have you come back. And also like, we need a fresh start. Are you watching the season?
Yeah.
I'm like a couple episodes behind, but I watched last night. It's just like, but I like the new girls. Like, and I kind of like some fresh blood. It's adding a little bit of energy into it, but I do kind of feel like having them on makes me want like Cynthia to just be kind of gone. Like, Marlo, I'm kind of good without you guys now.
They had a moment where they were like, oh, there's like the aunties versus like the nieces. Did you watch that?
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, it's kind of true. But I like love Candy. Like
I love Candy.
I have a soft spot for Kenya because she's given us so much. And I also think she's evolved a lot.
Yeah.
But Cynthia and her wedding have really like bummed me out. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, she's like, well, I'm not gonna not have a wedding with 250 people, so...
I also feel like she really just wants to live in LA, and, like, her daughter kind of lives in LA, and, like, her husband kind of lives... Like, I feel like she kind of lives in LA, like, at least in her head, so I'm like, I could see her just moving. I think Atlanta, she's only on Atlanta because of Real Housewives.
Yeah, most definitely, and even, like, having seen Kenya being in a similar situation where... You know, she could have been with Mark if she was like going to move to New York, where like his job is, but her job is in Atlanta. So it's that like Tinsley Scott situation where she was like, well, at a certain point, a classic Tinsley Scott. But it's that situation where it's like either she needs to get up and move or he is not going to be with her. Like there was no mincing of Scott's words. And like, of course, he's the CEO of a company based in Chicago. As much as he might love you, like, what is he going to open up a New York office? Like, that's just a lot.
For, like, you.
You.
For, like,
for you to stay on a trash reality show where everybody talks shit about him constantly.
It makes me kind of wonder if these guys in other cities, like, get with these Real Housewives ladies because they're like, yo, she's married to this locale. So, like, easy out for me.
I mean, then you kind of have to think, like, Mike Hill, he's like, yeah, I guess I cheated on, like, all three of my last wives. I would never cheat on you, Cynthia. She's like, good, because I don't tolerate that. It's like,
I kind of miss Peter. I liked Peter's energy. I mean, Peter was also, like, a bad husband to her, but, like, Peter was funny as hell.
Peter was funny as hell, but do you remember that one scene where they were, like, in the kitchen, and she was like, I'm going to give you the rub down. I'm like, you're in the kitchen. What does he do? And then Noelle walks in and she's like, what the fuck? Like, not only are you guys doing this, but there's like a boom mic, three cameras,
all our food.
I don't, mom, I just want a snack. Like, I don't want to do this. But yeah, I guess we'll see what Nene's situation is. She, as I mentioned a couple episodes ago, is opening up a lounge, the Lanithia Lounge
in Atlanta.
Yes, I hope to go one day. I think it had, I can't remember like how they described it, but they were like, hot, sexy lounge, sexy adult vibes. I'm like, what?
Sign me up.
Right? There's valet parking? What? It's amazing. Well, on that note, we have come to the end of today's episode. Liz, thank you so much for coming on. This was such a blast. Well, Liz, where can people find you and follow you?
Ooh, okay. You can follow us on Instagram at Vanderpump Jewels. We haven't posted in a minute, but that's just because, you know, the Vanderpump Rules universe has been closed for a while, so it'll be revived. And then you can follow me at Liz O'Malley on Instagram and O_Liz on Twitter.
Amazing. Well, thank you for coming on. This was so fun. Bye.
Thanks so much for catching up with me, Megan O'Donnell, on this episode of Bravo Happy Hour. Until next time, be sure to follow Bravo Happy Hour on all social media platforms and feel free to shoot me an email at bravohappyhourpod@gmail.com with any hot, juicy gossip or just to say what's up. Stay tuned on Tuesdays and Fridays for more episodes of Bravo Happy Hour. And if you're loving the show, head on over to Apple Podcasts and give me some love in the form of a 5-star review. Thanks for listening and have a great rest of your day.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.